श्री गुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। वंदेहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं व्रजरसरसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणपृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत कथाधर श्री सदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय वंदनोत प्रणाम्स एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ आर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स नितलाय श्रीमान भक्तिवेदांत श्री नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज श्री गुरुदेव एंड नितलाय श्रीमान भक्तिवेदांत श्री वाम गोस्वामी महाराज श्री गुरुदेव। To our entire Rupanukarya Guru Varga, to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, to our guardians present, Sri Radha Damodar themselves. So, in the order of the Vaishnavas, try speaking a few words on the second verse of Sri Damodar Ashtakam. So, we heard the explanation on the first verse, which is Namamisharam Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yashadabiyulu Kaladhavamanam Paramishtamatyan Tatadatya Gopya. So we hear how we heard that first the explanation of Krishna's opulence is being given here. Namamisharam Sachidananda Rupam. So here Satyavrata Muni, why is he saying, why is he addressing him as Namamisharam Sachidananda Rupam? Because if we think of Krishna as an ordinary child, then all these pastimes will be like mundane. So here he is warning us, saying that although Krishna is performing all these wonderful pastimes of being controlled by the love and affection of his mother, the Brajavasis, and although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, still, although he's a small boy playing this part, still you must know he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is Namamisharam Sachidananda Rupam. And first of all, he's offering his nama, his obeisances. This is like the Mangalacharan of the entire Damodar Ashtakam. Because before you do anything, you must offer your prayers, your Mangalacharan. So this way he is offering his Mangalacharan this way, this auspicious invocation. Saying, oh, Namamisharam Sachidananda Rupam. Saying, he's God himself, the small boy. And then, Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam. So we hear that this Kundal is swinging to and fro, is oscillating. So these Kundals are his Makara-shaped earrings. So this Makar, if you have darshan of these earrings, actually, it's shaped like a fish. Although Makar is also supposed to represent a crocodile because it's a very mystic creature, as described in the Shastras, to be a combination of a fish, a crocodile, many other things. But normally, when you see these Makar-shaped earrings on Krishna's ears, they're shaped like a fish. And we see that this Makar, it represents, in one way, this calm, this transcendental prem. And this way, this is like kissing his ears. And actually, we see that what are these kundal for Krishna? These kundals are actually the glories of all the Vrajavasis, the gopis, you know. Like we see Jayadeva Goswami also has sung. This Shita Kamala Kucha Mandala Drita Kundala He Kalita Lalita Vanamala Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. So he has also sung that Drita Kundala He. So these kundals are actually only the glories of the gopis. So these earrings, they are only speaking the glories of the gopis to Krishna. So Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam. He's running in the streets of Gokul. Actually, we see Gokul means not just specifically one place called Gokul. Gokul can be any place also. Gokul means that place where all the cowherd boys all the cowherd men, cowherd women, they all stay in one place, is called Gokul. Like even Nandagaon is also Gokul. Even Barsana is like Gokul, Rawal is like Gokul. But especially here, the pastimes that are being referred to is Mahavan Gokul, Brihatwan. So this is the Gokul that is being specified here, Mahavan Gokul. But actually Gokul is all over Braj. Like when we say Rasthali, Rasthali means not just Vamsivat in Vrindavan. Rasthali is present all over Braj. Everywhere Rasthali is present. No, like when we even speak of Vamsivat itself, there's one Vamsivat near Bandirvan where Krishna played his flute. There's another Vamsivat in other places. No, like this way, like we say Saket. Saket means this place where the signals were given between Radha and Krishna for their meeting. So mainly the most important place, Saket, is near Prem Sarovar. That is like the Saket we know. But actually Saket is all over Braj. Similarly, Gokul is also all over Braj. But especially this is Mahavan Gokul. So here Krishna, he's being chased by his mother. Although he's the Supreme Personality of God himself, he's being chased by his mother. So this is Satyavrat Muni is actually saying, he's actually telling all the Gyanis. He's telling the four Kumaras. He's telling all the others who have this conception of Krishna as Aishwarya, that just see, in your meditation, you cannot even catch a glimpse of the effulgence coming from Krishna's toenails. Even you cannot see, even although your minds and hearts are so pure, you cannot even have darshan of his toenails. But just see how here Krishna, being afraid of his mother, is running and Yashoda is following him from behind. And even if Krishna were to sit in the hearts of the yogis, he will sit in a very grave manner. If he will sit in the heart of Brahma or any others, he will sit in a very grave way. Like we see, you know, like if you like we see sometimes in these videos where Gurudev, when they're doing Guru Puja, washing his feet and doing Arati, he's very grave. You don't see Gurudev like laughing, you know, smiling and like doing this. He's very grave. So this way, even if Krishna were to sit in the hearts of the yogis, he'll be very grave. He will not say anything. He will only accept what they have to offer. But here you see how Krishna, what to speak of, resides in the heart of Yashoda, is directly in front of her. And he's crying. He's saying, "Oh mother, don't beat me." He's playing and he's running around. And we say when the gopis, when they offer their asan to Krishna, after they sang the Gopi Geet, how Krishna was so happy to sit on their asan. And their asan was also like externally not so clean, because the gopis had used this asan, this anchal, to wipe their tears, to wipe the drops of sweat that were coming on their faces. And this was mixed with their kumkum. So in one way, this asan was not even so like clean externally, if you think about it. Whereas the hearts of the yogis, you think, oh, they're so clean, this, that. But here you see how the gopis are. Although it doesn't seem externally clean, but still their asans are like the best, the greatest sitting place for Krishna to come and sit on. And this way, they're making Krishna sit on their on this asan. So here, Satyavrat Muni is showing all the gyanis, all the yogis, saying, just see how you're always offering so many stavstutis, this, that. But just see here what is happening. That this his mother is running behind him. And Mother Yashoda is also a little fat. Although she is said to be Sumadhyama. Sumadhyama means although she is slender waisted, but still she is little fat, Yashoda Maya. No, like Mandodari she is. Mandodari. Not Brihadodari, Mandodari. So this way, Yashoda Maya, she's a little fat, she's running behind Krishna. And eventually she even caught him. So Satyavrat Muni is saying, just see. And then he's saying that, oh, Rudantam Mahur Netra Yugmam Rijantam Karambhoja Yugmena Satanka Netram. So Satanka. Satanka means this fear. No. Like in Hindi you say Atankwadi, means a terrorist. So here there's terror in Krishna's eyes, like out of prem. Rudantam Muhur Netra Yugmam Rijantam Karambhoja Yugmena Satanka Netram. Karamboja means his karamboj. His hands are like lotus flowers. So in fear from Mother Yashoda, he's rubbing his eyes like small babies do, no? When they're very scared, they rub their eyes. And then he's praying to Mother Yashoda, saying, oh Mother, please don't beat me. And Muswasa Kampa Trire Kanka Kanta Sitagraiva Damo Dharam Bhakti Bhaktam. And then when he's being caught by his mother, he's taking deep breaths. No, he's taking deep breath. Like you see, even like small children or sometimes when they're very, when they're crying so much, they take deep breaths. So Krishna is also taking deep breaths. Muswasa Kampa. And then he's shaking, he's trembling. So all these are like anubhavs. Means the sentiments in his heart, they're manifesting on his body. So then he's trembling. Muswasa Kampa Trire Kanka Kanta. And his neck is marked by three lines. No. So his neck is like a shankha. It's like a conch and it's marked by three lines. This trivali. No. So this way his neck, which is marked by three lines, is quivering. And Sitagraiva Damo Dharam Bhakti Bhattam. And this way, he's bound. He's Damodar who's being bound by the prem of Mother Yashoda. No, this is her prem that has bound him to this grinding mortar. Here Mother Yashoda is saying that you are Kal, means you are a cheater, and this Ulukal, this grinding mortar is also a cheater. Both of you are Kal. Kal Sohav. Therefore, I'm tying both of you together, she said. Mother Yashoda, she said, both of you, this Kal, this Ulukal, help this Kal, this little Kal. Means this one cheater helped another one. So therefore, I'm tying both of you together. So here, one may think that why did Mother Yashoda tie Krishna to this grinding mortar? No, what was the reason? No, how can she be so cruel that she tied him to this? No. But here we've heard that actually she was very scared. She was thinking that, oh, this boy, now he's so restless, he's crying so much, and he's very angry also. So if a person is very angry, he can do something which he will regret later. No. So therefore, this small boy, now he's crying so much, he's so angry, he might just go and jump in the ghat, in Brahmanda ghat. He might just go jump into the Yamuna. Or he might just go enter the forest somewhere, and I will not be able to find him. So therefore, until his anger subsides, until his anger decreases, until then at least I must keep him in one place. So therefore she tied him in that place, saying, you stay here. She just tied him there. This was Mother Yashoda's intention. No, this was the intention there. Like I remember even when Gurudev came to Bangalore also in 2009, there he was speaking on this Leela. He was speaking on this Ativyapti Dosh, Avyapti Dosh. He was speaking on all these things. He was saying how Chandur and Mustik, although they were fighting with Krishna so much, wrestling with him, and Krishna was so happy, is this bhakti? That Krishna is so happy fighting with these two wrestlers. Everyone are thinking that Chandur Mustik can even kill Krishna and Balram. But still when they're fighting with Krishna, like we see now how the wrestlers take on each other. Like hand to hand, leg to leg, their bodies are completely clinging on to each other. So this way, Chandur Mustik are fighting and giving Krishna so much happiness, but is that bhakti? It can never be bhakti. No, they wanted to kill him. So how can this be bhakti? Although Krishna wants to be happy. Although Krishna is seemingly happy. So here, this is the thing we must consider. And also we see that when Mother Yashoda is binding Krishna and to the grinding mortar, and then when he's crying so much, and then she's saying, stay here. She's chastising him. So here Krishna is not so happy. No, he's crying. So is this bhakti then, can you say? How is this bhakti that Krishna, who's the object of everyone's service, he's crying. And Mother Yashoda is chastising him. But this is the greatest form of bhakti. Why? Because here, Mother Yashoda is only thinking about the well-being of Krishna. She's not thinking about anything. She's always thinking that my son, if now he's behaving like a thief, he's stealing from everyone's homes. So if he continues to be a thief, when he grows big, then they will say such bad things about my son. Because if there's a small child who's stealing, no one will say anything. They will say, oh, the small child, what can he do? He's very restless. But if the child grows into a boy and a youth and continues to steal, everyone will say such bad things. Mother Isha was thinking, oh, no one will even marry my son after that. Already he's black, then who will marry him once they realize that he's a thief also? So this way she's only thinking about Krishna's well-being. So therefore she has this stick in her hand. And she's not actually beating Krishna. She's only showing this stick to him. Therefore, Satanka Netram. Krishna is looking here and there. His eyes are like very restless. And so much fear in his eyes. So here one may say that this fear in Krishna's eyes, is he acting or is he really in such fear? Is he only acting? No, he's not acting. This is Prem. No, because Prem is such a wonderful sentiment that although Krishna is Sarvagya, although he is Parabrahma, Paratpara Bhagavan, still by the influence of Prem, he forgets his Sarvagyata, his omniscience, his omnipotence, his omnipresence, everything. And he becomes Mukta. Means he forgets his own self. Now he's only thinking of himself as Mother Yashoda's son. Therefore, while Mother Yashoda is like brandishing the stick in front of her, showing the stick, he's looking here and there. He's saying, oh, where is Baladev? Where are the others to help me? So that time Baladev Prabhu was not there. He had gone with Rohini, his mother, Rohini Devi, to Upananda's house. So he was not there then. So he's looking around, saying, where are my sakhas? As you know, the other sakhas are also very scared to come now in front of Mother Yashoda. Therefore, he's looking here and there. And then his neck is shaking, his neck is quivering, and all the ornaments on his body, they're also shaking. So here, when Krishna's trembling like this, the beauty of his ornaments, they're also increasing. No, the beauty of his ornaments are also increasing. Because this is the nature of Krishna's transcendental form. Normally, this is Bhushanam, Bhushanam, Angam. This here, you see that normally a person wears jewelry, he wears ornaments to increase the beauty of his own form. No, that's why people wear earrings, nose rings, bangles. But here you see the same ornaments that Krishna is wearing, they do not increase his beauty. Rather, by being present on Krishna's body, their own beauty is being increased. No. Like if there is dust on Krishna's body, Krishna will not look ugly. Rather, this dust on his body will increase his beauty. So this way, when he's there's even this pearl necklace around his neck. And then when it's quivering also, this way, his tears are flowing down. No, in one eye, Yashoda has put kajal around his eyes. And then in one eye, because he's wiping his two eyes, he has wiped the kajal off one eye. While one eye has this kajal, this black ointment. So this way, we see that, why has she put this kajal also around his eyes? Because in Braj, this is custom. Saying, oh, a bad glance should not fall on him. No, nazarna lagjai, they say no. Say no. Like in Braj Mandal, everywhere you see, they say, bure nazar wala tere mo kala. They say no. No, this way she's very scared that someone's glance, bad glance should not fall on him. She put kajal on his eye. This way when he's wiped the kajal of one eye, so the water that is coming from that eye resembles the Ganga. While the other eye, his other eye still has kajal around it. So this way the water that is flowing from that eye resembles the Yamuna. So the Ganga and Yamuna, they're meeting at Prayag. So similarly, they're flowing down his face and they're meeting at his stomach, which is like Prayag. So this way, he's weeping and then he's so scared. And then Mother Yashoda, as we know, she's thinking, oh, stita graiva tamo daram bhakti bhaktam. And then she pound him. And then from that day on, Krishna is known as Damodar. So this way we hear that this is the Vatsalamai Prem of Mother Yashoda. That is bound Krishna. No. He was not just bound by any rope. This is not just some normal rope. This is the same rope that Mother Yashoda had on her, the same silken braid. She tied her hair into a braid by using the same silken rope, which is only two fingers long. So then she bound Krishna with the same thing. And then we also hear that namastestu damne spuratipti damne. So this rope that has bound him to the grinding mortar is actually the embodiment of all forms of eternity, knowledge and bliss. So this way all these verses of Namodarashtakam, they have so much meaning. And it is only, and especially Sanatan Goswami has written a commentary on it. So Sanatan Goswami, by his commentary, has even explained what Satyavrata Muni himself did not explain. He's explained so many more things there. So here we may say that Damodarashtakam was spoken in Satyayuga, while the Bhagavatam was spoken in Dwapar Yuga. How is this possible? One may think, no, how is this possible? Because they were spoken in different times. No. But actually, they are eternal. They only manifest. They are never spoken or written. The Bhagavatam is eternal. It only manifests. Similarly, Damodarashtakam is also eternal. It only manifests in different kalpas, different yugas. Like we see in the Bhagavatam itself, there are so many histories that actually, if you think, it is not possible to occur. But actually, they are spoken in different kalpas, different yugas. So therefore, by singing this Damodarashtakam every day in this month of Kartik, and by listening to the explanations of all these verses from the Vaishnavas, then surely this Brajaprem is bound to manifest in our hearts. No, surely. There is no doubt about it. Certainly it will manifest. So all we have to do is just listen with however much faith we have and pray to these verses. Every verse is like a personality, and pray to these verses that they manifest in our hearts. And then we'll really know who, what Damodarashtakam is, who Ra Damodar are. And Chakalpataru Vishya Kipasane Javaitanaman Vivashne Dhyo Namaha.
Second verse. How should I explain? Essence. Gyanatimirandasya Gyananjuna Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmaya Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. First of all, I offer my sastanga vrindavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Shagra Maharaj Dorupanur Guru Varga and all the Sambhut Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So we're remembering Srila Gurudev and the Vaishnavas. Question is, what is essence? What is meaning of this speciality of this second verse of Damodarashtakam? Rudantam uhur netram yugmam rijantam says that actually in this verse Satyavrat Muni, he's saying how wonderful Krishna. This is related to him being known as Damodar. Like before, he's telling how Krishna is making everyone be drowned in like so much like happiness. He's giving this example. Because before giving conclusion, he's giving example, such as this pastime, very wonderful pastimes. What is that? This Supreme Lord, now he's supreme, he's Bhagavan, he's now crying. And he said, Rudantam Muhur Netram Yugmam Rejantam, incessantly crying, and his two eyes, he's rubbing. Shatanka Netram, his eyes, like as Maharaj said, full of fear. So how God, full of fear, take note, like, so for majority of people, the idea of God is like only in the point of like Aishwarya. He's all powerful. He's never defeated, fearless, and all these things. But now he's showing that personality is now full of fear. That his neck, you know, the necklace, he says, Stita Gaiva, the Gaiva, the necklace, who is Stita, situated on his Triring Kakanta. His neck, which is like a conch shell, had three lines, is like trembling because his swasa, he's breathing very, very deeply like this. So he's gasping for air by fear and he's trembling. So this simple pastime, he's just showing like how wonderful this Bhagavan now is fearful. And a few days ago, Prabhupada was mentioning about definition of fear. Bhayam duitiya abhinivesate syat. Fear actually happens when you feel that you have a separate existence from Bhagavan. When you think that you're separate from Bhagavan, and therefore you are covered by like illusion. You are isha apitasya apiparyash. Isha apitasya viparyayo asmriti. You forget your isha, like your ishtadev. So you forget, and therefore you turn away from him. In that, then Maya begins to cover you, and therefore you become like absorbed. So isha apitasya viparyayo smriti. You know, in this world, they're considered like five klesh. It begins with avidya. Then from this ignorance, then there's this false ego, the asmita, meaning thinking that I am this body, I have a separate existence. And from that, then there's rag and dvesh, attachment and aversion. And then finally, abhinivesh. Now fully absorbed in material, like material consciousness, like this. So with this, life becomes so like full of klesh, like suffering and fear is there. Now when we talk of Bhagavan, how is this happening to him? We have to understand these are all transformation of prem, and it goes also with the devotees. Sometimes we see fear, sometimes we see anger in the devotees. But we are told that that is not out of... Sometimes it said, like for example, anger is from lust. So from lust, anger. So then you may say, oh, the devotee becomes angry. Or say, Krishna becomes angry. This is not out of lust. But we should understand, as explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jaiva Dharma, this is all transformation of prem. So this example, this particular lila, we have to see in this light that all this is transformation of prem. He is now that Bhagavan, he's feeling all this transformation. Now he becomes fearful. His body like breathing deeply, his ornaments shaking like this. He's crying. And so he's showing like, look, how this happened, because now he's telling Sita Gaiva, Damodara Bhakti Badham. He's bound, he's badham by bhakti. And this is an example. The love of Mother Yashoda is so high that Supreme Person becomes like a little baby. And actually, whatever activity is doing is only to attract that love from all his devotees. Like Mother Yashoda, this is Vatsalya mood. Of course, higher than this is Madhurya. So this is just an example of how Bhagavan, the Supreme Person, now is... seen to be experiencing all this different transformation, and only this is only because of prem, the love of the devotee, like this. And see, and therefore he is called Damodar. This is the first time he actually mentioned the name in the first verse. He's not mentioned the name Damodar yet. Now he's telling, oh, Damodar, how now he's Damodar. His belly bound by the rope. Because then later on we can see how Mother Yasoda bound him. So in this context, he's showing this so that this will be the basis for later on in his Ashtakam, in his prayer, to show. It begins with this, and later on then showing how it progresses, how this conception will progress more. Because, you know, rope is only one. In this particular Leela, you can see physically the rope binding him. But in other pastimes, you don't see the rope, but he's bound. And especially this very, that's the very powerful rope. Like especially the man of Radhika and other Leelas, then you can see Krishna become fearful and all this transformation coming. So from this, just going back to the second verse, Satyavrat Muni, we can understand at that time who talks about this thing. Like, so this is very wonderful for him, this conception that how Bhagavan, so great, now is experiencing this fear, and these are only just transformation of prem and showing the supremacy, the great fortune of the devotees, the bridge bhasis, like Mother Yasoda.
Timirandhasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namo Vancha Kalpataru Vaisya Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Paditanam Pavane Bhuvaishnavibho Namo 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 Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurutishe Namo Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jivi Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath Echaye Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan Jahoite Vignana Sagrishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Guru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Sapar Sadgur Hari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Sudarshan Jiv ki jai, Bhakta Vigna Vinashan Karani Singh Dev ki jai, Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Sarva Vishtaprata Giriraj Govardhan Jiv ki jai, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jiv ki jai, Jai Radha Damodar Jiv ki jai, Damodar Prata Palankari Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Pramanande. Now he is very lucky. Why? Gurupad Padma, many years the Damodara Ashtakam, all verses, he is explaining very sweetly. So Vaishnavas, all followers and disciples are collecting own heart, is the saving. Now they are offering and distributing, like Gurudev, all explanation, very sweet, like Gurudev is speaking. So Guru and Guru's followers and disciples, there is non-difference, non-distance. They are anything speaking, they are by collection of Guru Pad Padma. Therefore, very lucky, Guru Darshan for going, then is going Vaishnavas near. Vaishnava Darshan, then Guru Darshan. Vaishnavas, Harikatha, and anything there is distributing, this is only unlimited source and force for Guru Pad Padma. Therefore, very lucky. Many things is hearing. I am speaking, but I have no relation and connection with Guru Bhargava. I am all time speculation. Here and there too, I am ghost and witch, Brahma Rakshasa, all are party with every relation. I am there near to collecting. But I am not speaking about Guru Parampara line. If I am hearing, then some inspiration coming. What say Gurudev? Before, I am very lucky therefore. Now also present within Vaishnavas. I am going distance to Vaishnavas, then is broken my life. Everything will be destroyed. So they are mercifully present and speaking Harikatha very nicely, very, very sweet. But this second verse is, meaning is very sweet now hearing. But Krishna is Lord, Supreme Authority. He has no fear. But Krishna is showing anybody doing anything false and they have guilt, anybody has guilt is doing some wrong, then they cannot hiding. They are crying, weeping, and forgiveness for their requesting and praying. At a time, there will be clean and happy. Otherwise, doing many things wrong after hiding. This is called demonic policy. Demons are doing many things wrong. All time they have faults and guilt is lot of, but they all time showing face. I am Facebook, I am very sweet. I am very humble, very I am qualified, my personality. Krishna said, no, how can I am hiding mother near? I am breaking mother butter pot. I am stealing mother all butter and all laddus and without mother permission. Then mother now catch me. I am now will be stubborn. You are fighting with mother, you are arguing, not good. Then feeling is bad. Also, he is now suffering. He is crying. So this is pure devotion for, this is first rules. In life to life, how many things I did wrong? But I cannot forgiveness for, excuse for, I am never prayer request. But I am all time stubborn. I am very ferocious. Anybody tell you are wrong? No, I am wrong? You are wrong, therefore I am looking everybody is wrong. Everybody is guilty. You are stupid person. You are not looking at good things. You are not hearing Krishna's sloka of Pishas Sudurachara. Anybody Durachari, Sudurachari, but Ananya Bhajan, following Ananya Bhajan, I am doing Ananya Bhajan, why are you looking at my faults and guilties? You are Durachari, Sudurachari, you are fallen. But Krishna telling like this, Ananya Bhaktas for. But this said, Krishna himself, he is doing seated wrong, at time he crying and praying. Forgiveness for no. Oh, as you like, you give him punishment. You beating me, you tying me, binding me, tying me, anything you doing, but don't rejecting me. One sloka telling, karagriye basada hridaya madhye, madbhakti paswa dhrida nishchalasan. Hey Krishna, telling you, throwing me jail, no problem. You give me any punishment, no harm, but you never left me, never reject and never kicked me. I am going out then. So Krishna has now fear. Krishna rudantam muhurnata jugmam mijantam. Krishna crying, eyes is rubbing. Karamoja jugmena satanka netram. Muhusyasa kampa. Again and again, breathing very long, long. Krishna has fear. Why? Jasodamata, she is angry with me. And she has a lot of love for me. Now, she is not like me then. I am Brahma, I am Parabrahma, Paratpa Parameshwar. But there, I am Ajo, Nitto, Shashvatoyam, Na Innato Annamane Sarire. I am, all time is Ajo. I have no birth and death. I am permanent. Here I am, Brajamandal came, only for Mother Yashoda and other Vatsalyas, Rasa, Asadhan for, tasting for. But Yashoda Mata have very angry then. That means she no like me more. Krishna has now fear. Why more fear? Oh, she left me. She not giving me best breast milk also. Sit down. Sit up. She left me and gone. Krishna is now more crying. Oh, my mom, you not give me also breast milk. Also now he was chastising me and threading me and tying me. No giving any food stuff. You not thinking I am hungry, I am thirsty. The baby is mood, but Krishna is Lord and God, Parameshwar. Lila Shakti, this Lila Rasa Sadhan for Krishna's, for arranging all program. Yashoda Mata is Vatsalya Murti, only pratik, only authority. Then she is disturbed, then Krishna more disturbed. But this world, for Krishna teaching, you doing anything is wrong. So when understanding, chanting Harinam, and bhakti, all limbs is following. Then, koti janma karjadi nama sankirtan tabutta napai Krishna prade pramadhan. Tabe jani aparadh ache prachur, Krishna bijta hai na kare ankur. Million crore life you chanting Harinam, but heart not melting. Tadasma smaram ridayam vadedam. Jadgriya manai Harinam adhyayi. Nabhikriya jadabhikaro netra jalam gatra huyesu asya. Million crore life chanting, but heart not melting. Not sweetness come. Then what happened then? Oh, I have lot of offense. Million crore life. Then the praying and crying. Anybody is near. Jamuna Devi is near going, praying. Hey, Jamuna Devi, please, excuse me, forgive me. All Vrindavan Dham, Vaishnava, Bhagavata, and Kripa trees, plants, all species, I am doing many things wrong. Therefore, Krishna no sprout, no appears. Krishna Nam, Nami, no appears. No mercy for me. This is called Vipralambho. Here to starting this bhajan. Vipralambha bhajan, first verses telling Namamishwaram, Sachidananda Rupam, Lasat Kundalam Gokula Bhrajamanam, giving identity. What is Swarup? He is God, Lord Himself, everything telling. After now he is in Gokul, Gopal, Bal Gopal. Also he has fear for Yashoda Mata. So bhakta devotees has, this fear is coming. Then they are Vipralambha. Then they crying, weeping and praying. Oh, alas, alas, million crore life is gone. Now also many years gone. Chanting. No prem gandhosti. Krandami subhagyavaram. Mahaprabhu saying, I am crying, but this is, I am showing others how I am lucky. Krishna, I'm chanting and crying. But really, I have no prema. No prema gandhosti. Kandapi, dadapi haro. Still, this mood is calming, then viparalamba starting. And then bhajan, kriya, then starting. After anathund vritti. But people no understanding, all time is prouds, false prouds, gravity. I am sadhu, I am great, I am doing everything, sadhan. But really, heart is melting. Naam nami abhinna, nami appears. Yeah, harinam chanting time, I am remembering this God and God persons, yeah, holy dham, yeah, other, where I am going, hell and hell is planned. So no understanding, then they are very far to bhajan, very far, not near, and no entrance also. Therefore, ditya, second verse is telling, rudantam muhur netram, not one time crying and stop. Rudantam muhur netram jugmam rijantam karambhuja jugmena satanka netram muhusasa kampa tirikhanka kanta sitagubya damo daram bhakti baddham. He is only bhakti with his arrested, tie within bhakti. Yes, he likes his bhakti. He likes his dispriti. Bhajdhatu sevayam. Bhakti ribanam nayati bhakti ribanam dasyati bhakti vasa purusa. Bhakti Riva Bhuyasi. The Purusa, Krishna is bhakti with his already bhakti vasa, controlled within bhakti. So this bhakti Jasodamata has and all Brajavasis near. So these things is necessary, but I have no bhakti. Nothing, only bas straight and strong and ferocious demon. No heart soft and sweet, not melting. Krishna for no. Therefore, the Svetvata Muni, these verses. Next verse then telling, he is now starting, Itidrika Sarilabhi Rananda Kunde. You are chanting this Sarinam, crying Viprambha, then Itidrika Sarilabhi. Oh, Lilabhi, Ananda Kunde. Sagusam nimajjantam akhyapayantam. Then you, anybody who is talking, then explaining only Krishna Lila, all Krishna Lila one by coming by heart. First, chetudarpana marjanam. Heart not cleaning. No heart melting, no crying, no fear, no tears. Then never cleaning. Cleaning for only this way. Other water not cleaning. Other soap powder, this cream, shampoo not cleaning. Heart cleaning, heart melting, and then on faults and guilties, understanding, again and again, crying and praying, and not showing. People is coming many, then chanting Harinam, Haribol, Haribol, and crying, and savoring, and dancing, this and that, doing drama. This drama is not as it is. Then no lila is coming. Itidrika salila bhi, all lila not appears. Ananda kunde, you not will be happy and pleased, not other person also not possible you making happy and pleased. Why? Your heart has maya lila, jala lila, bhoga lila. Then I am other person, how can I making happy? I am speaking and anybody hearing, I am with anybody, then doing this jala lila, jala bhoga. Why? My nature is like this. I am where? In animal species. No brain. Then what I am doing? The first sadhaka, seriously, there is praying, Namami Saram Satchidananda Rupam. Who are you, Satchidananda Swarup? You are Ishwar. I am offering pranam. Then, Lasat Kundalam Gokul, but you are now Gokul Mahaban. Why? Second verse telling the bhakti with is you are bounded, tying. Bhakti is purpose, you came, you appears this Brajadham. You are not other way. No, Golok Vrindavan, yeah, Vaikuntha, no, you are now Brajadham. These Brajavasis is near. They have bhakti. Therefore, tell bhakti vasa purusha, bhakti reva bhuyasi. Bhakti anywhere, then God is automatic, there is present. And there is bhakti, baddham, then coming itidrika salilabhi. Then Krishna very sweet, starting this lila. First he is crying, he has fear. But next verse is telling, saghosam nimajjantam. All Gokul, all Brajamandal, Ghosapalli, all everywhere. What the every day, morning to evening, is singing and explaining Krishna Lila. Also Krishna, who are starting, Gurudev telling, Itiddhika Sthali Labir Ananda Kunde. Ananda Kundo. This, what? Sthali Labhi. Krishna has many types of lila. This lila shakti, then appears heart and helping. Otherwise, maya lila never stopping. So this, also second verse is, other meanings is telling, oh, what? Rudantam, muhurnetra. Eyes to tears, automatic not coming. Giving chili powder, was the one telling one story. One big Harikatha class running. Then, everybody crying, Harikatha hearing. One person front of sitting, he never crying. Why? He never hearing. His mind is here and there. He never hearing one word. Then all are crying, he is thinking, oh, everybody crying. I don't know what they are hearing and understanding. Their heart is melting. My heart is not melting. He not crying. The next day, his coming time, he Harikatha, he brings some chili powder. And then he is giving eyes chili powder and automatic everybody crying in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, he crying 1 hour, complete. Yeah, tears is flowing. But Harikatha speaker, he is looking everything. He is after Harikatha calling. Hey, come here. Why are you crying? Say, Gurudev, I am not crying. You know everything. Everybody crying, then I am giving my eyes chili powder, then crying. Say, oh, you are very lucky. Everybody, own sense is never giving punishment. Your senses are not accepting Harikatha, not hearing, here, therefore you giving punishment. Oh, now Krishna kind and make you very happy and give you good qualification. You giving punishment. So all are also chili powder, the ointment, tiger balm giving and then crying. Also, never heart, never crying. Also, not possible giving punishment also. Or punishment one day giving, next day, I am more ferocious demon. My other policy coming. Therefore, sadhaka, doing sadhana, praying. Own guilties and faults, understanding. And crying. Then crying coming. So Krishna running that time not crying. Within monkey, within other squirrel, mongoose, birds giving water that time not crying. Mother is try to catching that time not crying. Yashoda bhiyoyulu khalabdham manam. Okhal do jumping and running, but that time not crying. Running. Yashodamata catching and telling him, beating in you. Why doing wrong? Giving punishment. I am tying in you. Then Krishna thinking, yes. Today Yashodamata very angry and disturbed. And she is definitely reject me. This is problem. Gurus near, disciples. Vaishnavas near, all bhakta devotees. But there is, how much they have love. They all time take care. But there is, left me and reject me, then what happened then? Like small children, parents are kicking, get out. No coming here more. Get locking and outside throwing. Then what doing? Only sitting outside and crying. Why, he has no others. Only parents, only mom. He don't know anybody. Small kid, where going? Yeah. Little young, then telling, get out. Yes, never coming here near more. Outside will be dying, never coming back. Stubborn. But Krishna now feeling, without my mom, I have nobody. So this love and affection, one spiritual love, one ordinary love. Ordinary love for also young age, somebody who is getting new relation. After he's broken this relation, how much is suffering? Oh, how much burning? I'm looking many, many persons. Other going suicide for. But heart melting, you know, changing, you know. That things thinking continue, they're changing. Yeah? But Krishna telling, look, this mother near is crying, then mother mercy. Everything is change coming. Guru's mercy. Krishna's for crying, Guru's for crying, then is mercy coming. So now, tomorrow, this third verse is hearing. What is Iditika Salilabhi Ramananda Kunde? Sakusam Nimajantam Akhyapayantam. Tadiya Siddhagya Subhaktajistatam. Uno Premastatam Satabritti Mande. So this one verses is very, 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 very hidden in many, many meanings. All acharya. Mostly before this Kartik Vrata, many years before Prabhupada Srishta Guru disappears, mostly sometimes Bhakti Buddha Soti Maharaj, sometimes Bhakti Jivan Janardhan Maharaj, other than Bhakti Bhava Puri Maharaj, many, many coming, Gurudev giving them Vesasan, all are sitting down and they are one by explaining. Very sweet, sweet explaining. Yeah. That thing is our treasure. But that time, no recorder. Devotees are writing within pen and paper, but not also books, no money. 5 paisa, 1 books for writing for. Telling also, they are very angry. Why writing? Why not you hearing? Mahaprabhu going to school. First day, looking Gurukul, Gangadas Pandit school. Many, many students. Everybody has slate and pencil. Then Mahaprabhu taking pencil, breaking, or slate, or breaking and throwing. They are telling Gangadas Pandit, Gurudev, Nimai came. And first day he's starting this work, he's breaking our pen and pencil, everything. What doing? How can writing? Then Gangadas Pandit is asking, hey, Nimai, very naughty you. You breaking all our pen, pencil and books and everything, select. Say, Gurudev, they cannot hear your classes. They only writing, writing. So this select your books is bona fide. They're writing and saving there. Why not they hearing and keeping one brain, keeping one heart? Then Gurudev say, yes. Do you have no pen and paper? No. Then you hearing everything? Yes. Then you speaking all? Yes. Then Gurudev asking, after his class, he's giving all answer. They say, all I will be like this. So before Guru Varga, Srota Pantha, Sruti Vidya, everything, hearing, Guru mercy come, accepting very seriously, all reserve here, all storing. Now no respect any Harikatha for, no Guru Vargas for, no Shastra for, also thinking I am recording after hearing, after never hearing. No taste also, and no need also. Also classes coming, time pass. No hearing one word. Asking, what you hearing? I don't know. Yesterday what happened? I don't know. So why are you sitting here? Other you will be angry. Then therefore necessary sitting. Otherwise meeting 15 days after, then asking anybody not coming class, then sending in, appointment. Outside. Not here more. No temple. No temple foods also. Then necessary coming class. many things happen. But really, Harikatha hearing, then is these seeds growing, then working. Otherwise, time is going, life is going, going, no problem, on tradition, on running, on active, on going, on, no in, only on. Chalo, now tomorrow hearing Gaur Premanande.
Narad Muni Vajai Vina Radhika Ramana Name Gita Sare Narada Muni Bhajai Vina Radhika Ramana Name She gonna shabala jugale giya Vare she gonna shabala jugale giya Bhakata jana saghane nache Boriya apa nahiya Ramana Name Madhuri Pura Ashava Pashi Mataya Jagat Jane Kehava kare, kehava nache. Keho mane, mane, mane. Narada muni bhajai vina. Radhika Ramana name. Name. bhajana narade dhari preme rasa ghan rola pancha preme rasa ghan rola kamala sana nachya bole bola bola hari bola Sahasranana paramasukhi Hari Hari boli gaya paramasukhi Nama prabhave matila vishwa namaraso sobe paya Radhika Ramana Name Radhika Ramana Name Shri Krishna Nam Rasane Spuri Puralaya Maraya Rasane Spuri Puralai Amarayasna Shirupa Pade Jachaya Iha Bhakti Vinoda Dasa Bhakti Vinoda Shirupa Pade Jachaya Iha Vakati vinoda dasa Kaya narada muni bhajai vina Radhikara manana Jaya Hari Nama, Jaya Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Jaya Hari Nama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol. Go up and leave.